Okay, we are holding Moed Katan Daf Dalid Amid Beis. We are about 6 lines into the page in Daf Dalid Amid Beis at the 2 dots. Ve'ein osin ugios lagafanim. The Mishnah at the very beginning of the Masechta said that one of the things that we're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed is we're not allowed to make ugios for grapevines. So the Gemara says, that's great, we're not allowed to make ugios. My ugios, what are ugios that we're not allowed to make? Amar Rav Yehuda Banki, Rav Yehuda says there are these little circular pools, these little circular ditches that they would have at the bottom of the grapevine in order for water to collect there, and that will keep the grapevine moist. Tanya Nam Yachi, we have a Brisa that says just like this. Elu hein ugios, what are ugios? Bedidin should be ikari zesim, should be ikari gefanim. These little pools of water at the base of the olive trees and at the base of the grapevines. Eini, but is that really so that it's asur to do that on Chol HaMoed? V'Rav Yehuda Sharil B'nei Bar Tzisai L'mevid Banki L'Karmehun. Didn't Rav Yehuda allow the people of Bar Tzisai to make these little ditches with water collecting in them at the base of their vines? So how can the Mishnah say it's asur and Rav Yehuda say it's mutter? Says Malokasha, Habachaditi, Habatiki. There's a difference between brand new ones and old ones that you're just fixing up. To make brand new ones is a big tircha. We're not going to allow that on Chol HaMoed. But to fix up old ones is not such a big tircha. It's not such a big burden. We're going to allow that. So point number one, the Gemara makes main point number one. You can't go through the tircha of making new pools under your grapevines, but you can fix the old ones. Further in the Gemara, Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer Ein Osnes Ha'amah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah said in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to make an amah on Chol HaMoed. The amah is the amah wide and amah deep passageway of water that goes through a person's field. So you're not allowed to make a brand new one on Chol HaMoed. Bishlam HaMoed Mishum De Katarach. I understand why you're not allowed to make it on Chol HaMoed, because it's a big burden, it's a big tircha. El Shavias my time, but why can't you do it during Shemitah here? Answer the Gemara, Pligibar Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. It's a machlokes why we can't do it during Shemitah here between Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. Chadam Nesha Nira Ka Oder. One of them said, because it looks like you're digging up the ground in order to make it useful for planting, so that's not good. You're not allowed to do that. V'chadam Nesha Machshir Agfe Lizria. That when you dig out dirt in order to create that waterway and put that dirt around the edge of what you're digging, so now you have soft dirt along the edges, and that soft dirt is now easily prepared for planting. It's easy to plant in softened up dirt that you have along the edges. So it looks like you're preparing to plant during Shemitah. My Benai, what's enough Gemina, whether the concern is that it looks like you're digging or whether the concern is that you're preparing the dirt along the edges for planting? Nafkamina would be, what if water comes in right away? That as soon as you dig, right away water starts gushing in. The one that's concerned about the dirt piling up on the edges around the area where the water is going to be is still going to be concerned, because that dirt's still going to be there. But the one that says that it looks like you're plowing up the ground, you're digging up the ground, is not going to be so concerned for that, because water is gushing in right away, so it's obvious that you're not digging up that ground for use. But wait a second, the one who's concerned that it looks like you're digging, why isn't he worried that you're preparing the ground along the edges for planting? Why is he not concerned about that? I mean, he makes it sound like he's only concerned about one thing and one thing only. Aren't both of these things legitimate concerns? Why isn't he also worried that the dirt along the edges is going to be prepared for Zriya, for planting? So says Gemara, Ela Ike Benayu Dekashakle Minei Vishadi Levrai. You know what? He is concerned for that. Everybody's concerned that the edges are going to be prepared for planting. It's just that one opinion is also concerned that it's going to look like you're digging the dirt inside the Amma. So the real Nafka Mina, the real difference between the two opinions is if you dig and instead of piling up the dirt right along the edges, you throw the dirt far away. It's like when you're shoveling snow. Sometimes you just shovel along the side, sometimes you just chuck the snow as far away from you as you can. So it's like you're shoveling up the dirt and you're chucking it as far as you can. The one that says that you're preparing the sides for planting, the edges for planting, well, you won't have to be concerned about that if you're throwing the dirt really far away and it's not really piling up along the edges. But the one that says that we're worried about the fact that it looks like you're digging inside that amma, well, that's still a concern. But why is the opinion that's concerned about the edges not also concerned about the digging you're doing inside? So udernami ki kashakal beduchte manachle, because normally when you're just digging up ground to plow up the ground, you wouldn't throw it far away. You wouldn't throw the dirt to some distance. You would just leave it right there on the spot. So the fact that he's throwing the dirt and moving it out of that area is an indication that it's not really digging for that area, and therefore there's no such concern according to that opinion that it's near a ka'oder, that it looks like you're digging that area. So point number two, we have two opinions why we can't dig an Amas HaMayim during Shemitah. Again, during Chol HaMoed we understand why, because it's a tircha. But two opinions why we can't dig an Amas HaMayim during Shemitah, either because it softens the ground, or because it prepares the edges for planting. Ameimar Masni Lemonishan Nirika Oder. Ameimar had taught that the real concern is that it softens up the ground, you're digging on the inside of that ground, and that's the problem. Vekashid Rablazar ben Azariah, Rablazar ben Azariah. And then, because of that, he asks a stira that there's a contradiction in what Rablazar ben Azariah says, because Rablazar ben Azariah was the one in our Mishnah who said that we're not allowed to dig this Amma on during Shemitah. So if you're going to say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds the reason you're not allowed to do that is because it's near a ka'oder, it looks like you're digging up the ground, well, we have a problem with that. Umiyamar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah kol shenir ka'oder asur. Does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say anything that looks like you're digging up that ground is necessarily going to be asur? Or a minhi, I'll ask you a stira, osa adam as zivlo otsar. Let's say a person has a whole bunch of manure and he wants to store it somewhere, so he piles up a giant pile of manure in the middle of his field. During Shemitah. Does that look like you're working your field during Shemitah because you're fertilizing the field? It's a giant pile of manure. It's not evenly spread throughout the field. So the Tanakhama says, yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem. Rameir Oser Achiyamik Shol Shetachim Oya Cheyagviyak Shol Shetachim. Rameir says, it is a problem. Unless you dig the ground, dig underground three tefachim and then pile it in that hole, or build a pedestal three tefachim above ground and pile it on top of that pedestal, it can't be flat on the earth. If it's flat on the earth, it makes it look like you're fertilizing the field. You have to have it either elevated above the ground or underground a little bit. Ha'ilo davar muat, mosav alav ahalich. But if you already had some fertilizer there, you can keep on piling more fertilizer on top of it. And here's the key though. Rav Elazar ben Azariah oser achiyamik shlosha achiyagviya shlosha o achiyitin alasela. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says you're not allowed to put any fertilizer in your field unless you dig down three tefachim, raise up a pedestal three tefachim, or just put it on rocky area that can't be fertilized anyway. But bottom line is, what do you see? That Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds, it's during Shemitah year, you want to put fertilizer in your field, you're allowed to dig a ditch that's three tefachim deep. I thought Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in our Mishnah said you can't dig an Amas HaMayim because it's near a ka'oder. It looks like you're digging up and plowing up the field. Why isn't he concerned about this when you're digging in order to place fertilizer there? So Rabbi Zeir of Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, two answers. Chad Amar, one of them says, Kigon Shehamik, we're not saying that you're allowed to dig a ditch that's three tefachim. We're saying if you happen to have a pre-dug ditch, a ditch that's already been dug before Shemitah year, that's three tefachim deep, you can utilize that for your fertilizer, but you're not allowed to actually dig it. And the other opinion says you are allowed to dig it, but since you're putting manure in it right away, it's obvious that you're not really digging for the sake of the digging, you're digging just for the sake of placing the manure there. So main point number three, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is concerned for, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is concerned for Nira Ka'oder, that something looks like you're digging that area, he allows digging to put manure in a field since it's obvious that he's just accommodating that manure. Truth is not a great main point because that only accounts for the second explanation. The other explanation is that he would hold you not allowed to dig, even to accommodate the manure. You just have to use a pre-dug hole. But anyway, we have to summarize it some way, so let's put it that way. Even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is concerned for Nira Ka'oder, he allows digging to put manure in a field since it's obvious that he's just doing it to accommodate the manure. Umisakimin esamakul kelas bimawid. If you have an Amas HaMayim that's already been ruined, but it's pre-existing, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. Maimul kul kelas. What does it mean that it's been ruined? Amar Rabbi Abba, Shem Hayusa Amuka Tefach, Mamid Al Shisha Tefachim. An Amas HaMayim is supposed to be one Amma deep. One Amma is the equivalent of six Tefachim. A Tefach is the height of your fist, and an ama is six of those. So if let's say it was your ama samayim had been so filled with dirt already and so ruined and so out of use that it's now only one tefach deep, you're allowed to dig it back to six tefachim. Pshita chati tefach shlosha tefachim kim d'lover mayalo klumhu. It's obvious that if it only had a half a tefach left and you dug it down to a depth of three tefachim, that would be aser because you're not accomplishing anything if you're only digging it down to a depth of three tefachim, because three tefachim is not enough. So it's a tirch yaseri. You didn't accomplish anything. You're burdening yourself for no reason. It's also obvious that if you start with two tefachim and you dig it down to a depth of 12 tefachim, which is twice as deep as you need it, that's also aser because that's an excessive tircha, since you're digging way more than you need. Tfachayim al shiva mahu. What's the halacha though if it was two tfachim and instead of digging it to a depth of six tfachim, you dig it to a depth of seven tfachim? So you've dug a total of five tfachim. Just like when it was one tfach, you dig five more to make it six. That was okay. So maybe over here is okay also. Hacha chamisha kamamik, vahacha chamisha kamamik. Over here you're digging five tfachim to get it from one to six. And over here you're digging five tfachim to get it from two to seven. And therefore it should be okay? Oh, Dilmor, maybe no. Maybe since you're digging an extra tefach, that's an extra burden, and that, therefore that's aser. Take who the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Abaye shara l'bnei bar hamdach. Abaye allowed the people of the village of Hamdach l'shchufei nahara to pull up branches of trees that grew by the river in order to allow the water to flow better. Rabbi Yirmiya shara on cholamoid. Rabbi Yirmiya sharaluhu l'bnei sachvasa. Rabbi Yirmiya allowed the people of a place called Sachvasa l'michra nahara tamima to dig out and clear out a river that was closed up with dirt and pebbles and things like that that stopped the water from flowing properly. Ravashi sharalu l'bnei masa mechasya lakduchi nahar burnitz. Ravashi allowed the people of a place called Mechasya to broaden a hole that water would come into the river from, an outlet for the river, so that the water would flow more easily. And Amar, he explained his reasoning, kiven the shasu minei rabim, since a lot of people drink water from that river, kir rabim damu, it's like a need for the masses. Utanan osim kol tzarchei rabim, and the Mishnah says in Daf Beis Amud Aleph that you're allowed to do whatever the masses need. So main point number four is, one cannot dig an amas hamayim to less than six tvachim, or to much more than six tvachim, because that's an unnecessary tircha. But we're not sure if one is allowed to deepen it from two tvachim to seven tvachim. Again, one cannot dig an amas hamayim to get to a point of less than six tvachim. That was the example where it was a half tvach deep, you're not allowed to dig it to three tvachim deep. Or to get it to a point of much more than six tefachim, like if it was two tefachim deep, you're not allowed to dig it to 12 tefachim deep. But we're not sure if you're allowed to deepen it from two tefachim to seven tefachim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up at the two dots on the very, very bottom of the page.